You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 30th of September, a Monday, the beginning of the trading week. All that took place on the Lal Street is what I bring to you in this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets extended losses into the second consecutive session today on the 30th of September, dragged by poor show by a select bank and financial heavyweights, including HDFC Twins, ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank and the State Bank of India. Investors kept their bets low amid lack of fresh triggers at home and mixed global cues, while the rupee's slide against the American dollar weighed on sentiment. Market experts expect the consolidation in the market to continue until the result season begins. Moreover, all eyes are now on the RBI's monetary policy meet on the 4th of October, which will give a direction to the market in the near term. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "We expect that in the near term, the RBI policy outcome will provide some direction to the market. Further, the market is likely to remain range-bound until the beginning of the earnings season from mid-October. Global developments, particularly US-China trade war and crude oil prices, may continue to induce volatility in the market." Unquote. Mishra suggests one should stick to stock-specific approach in such a market. Benchmark Sensex closed with a loss of 155 points or 0.4% at 38,667.33, with 13 stocks in the green and 17 in the red. Bharti Airtel, HCL Technologies, Infosys, ITC and Tata Consultancy Services, that is TCS, ended the day as top gainers in the Sensex kitty, while Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, State Bank of India, ICICI Bank and Sun Pharma finished as the top losers in that order. The Nifty Pack closed 38 points or 0.33% lower at 11,474.45, that is dropping below 11,500. And within this pack of stocks, 22 stocks were up and 28 were down. Broader markets suffered more than the frontline indices. BSE Midcap declined 1.13%, while the BSE Small Cap Index declined 1.21%. Therefore, both of them underperforming the benchmark. Among the sectoral indices, BSE Telecom, Tech and IT bucked the trend to log strong gains, with BSE Telecom up 3.86%, Tech up 2.45% and IT up 2.33%. BankEx, Finance and Healthcare were the top losers today, with BSE BankEx down 2.64%, Finance down 2.4% and Healthcare down 1.57%. As many as 323 stocks, including Indiabulls Real Estate, CG Power and Industrial Solutions, Indiabulls Integrated Services, Coffee Day Enterprises, Everready Industries India and Lakshmi Vilas Bank hit their lower circuits on the BSE during the day. After the two consecutive sessions of losses, both Sensex and Nifty have now retreated by nearly 1%. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms has now dropped, making investors poorer by 1.28 lakh crore rupees. A few stocks that were in the news today as usual. Shares of Yes Bank plunged 15.06% to finish at 41 rupees 45 paise on the BSE after receiving approval from RBI to raise more capital. This is despite receiving the approval and not after. Shares of Lakshmi Vilas Bank fell 4.92% to 34 rupees 75 paise after the RBI initiated prompt corrective action plan against it with effect from the 27th of September 2019. Shares of Asian Paints slipped by almost 1% to end at 1,763 rupees 15 paise after global research firm Morgan Stanley downgraded the stock from overweight to equal weight with a target of 1,820 rupees per share. Shares of Reliance Capital cracked 12.32% to settle at 24 rupees 55 paise after the company concluded the sale of its stake in Reliance Nippon Life Asset Management. Shares of Cipla ended at 425 rupees 5 paise, down 3.28% after the company received 12 observations for its Goa facility. The US FDA conducted a CGMP inspection at the company's Goa manufacturing facility from September 16th to the 27th of this year. Shares of Indiabulls Housing Finance plunged as much as 34.39% to 255 rupees 50 paise on concerns over its merger with Lakshmi Vilas Bank, which has now been placed under the RBI's prompt corrective action plan. And finally, shares of Kalpataru Power Transmission climbed 3.05% to 488 rupees 5 paise after the company bagged orders worth 775 crore rupees. Of course, I'll bring to you all the big stories of the day outside of the Lal Street on Stories of the Day, but let's take a quick look at the top news of the day. Delhi High Court refused bail to former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX media case. The court further added that it cannot rule out the possibility of Chidambaram influencing the witnesses. Walmart Inc. owned Flipkart and rival Amazon said on Monday today that they made record sales in the opening day of their annual festive season sales in India, which kicked off over the weekend. The Finance Ministry is working on a list of private and public sector infrastructure projects, which will be updated in real time to reflect the current status of the plan's execution, this according to a report by Business Standard. OnePlus, meanwhile, has confirmed that the company would soon start manufacturing its first smart TV in India. After being pounded by heavy rain over the weekend, most parts of the Bihar capital of Patna remained submerged even as the statewide death toll mounted to 25, this according to a report by PTI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said optimism about India was the common thread that emerged during his high-profile meetings during his US tour last week, where he also spoke at the UN General Assembly. A quick look as usual about financial markets elsewhere. European shares were little changed early on Monday today as investors shrugged off fresh concerns about US-China trade negotiations and looming US tariffs on European imports, this according to a report by Reuters. Among the Asian peers, China's Shanghai Composite fell 0.92% to 2,905.19, while South Korea's Kospi climbed 0.64% to end at 2,063.05. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended 0.56% lower at 21,755.84. So how are things set up for tomorrow? Nifty has obviously breached the swing low of 11,416 today. The index formed a base near the junction of the 40-hour exponential moving average and the hourly lower Bollinger Band. The benchmark index attracted some buying as it neared the lower end of the gap area on the daily chart at 11,381. Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, "The index seems to be preparing for the next leg up. Structurally, the index can either form a bullish flag or a triangle pattern on the hourly chart before it resumes the larger uptrend. On the higher side, 11,550 to 11,610 will be the key hurdle zone to watch out for. Once that gets taken out, the index will be poised to head towards the recent high of 11,694 and the 78.6% retracement of the June to August decline, which is of course placed at 11,790. Do you need big fancy college degrees in order to progress in your career or indeed to have one in the first place? That is the question we'll be asking on Digging Deeper today. So you be sure to listen to that one. And of course, as usual, on Stories of the Day, I'll bring to you all the important stories that you must know from not just India, but across the world and beyond. In the meanwhile, do write into us. We love hearing what you have to say. mcpodcast@nw18.com or indeed drop us a comment on whatever platform it is that you listen to us on. On behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, this is me, then Rakesh Sharma, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.